looking at this building, I'm just wondering what's the history of this building? For how long has it been in this condition? What should we have done? Why are we here now? I know that this is not the time to ask many questions, because we know that people have lost the property, and I believe that a few children have been traumatized, and they are very, very important for all of us. So there are so many things that are happening, but we also need to go back at times like this to ask ourselves, what were the steps going forward? What were the steps that led us here, and what can we do about them? But this is also the time to thank the regional minister, to thank the member of parliament, the police, the fire service, all of you who have done the yeoman's job to bring us here, especially for saving the potential victims. I'm very happy to note that we have not lost a life. But the important thing is to ensure that we don't get to this place as often as sometimes we do get to them. So again, I want to thank all of you. And going forward, I think you asked that question. But the important, first, we need to examine this. What is the state of this building? As I ask, for how long has it been in a state of near disaster? Who did what? We need to examine all of them, because we'll need them going forward, so we don't repeat the situation. You talked about the regiments, to come in. Yeah, I know it's an emergency.